Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
One psychological term that we like to throw around pretty loosely is addiction. We often say we're addicted to our phones, or types of food, or exercise, or whatever. But how do we know if we actually are addicted to something? Is there a definitive or clear criteria? Dr. Anna Lemke is a leading researcher in the field of addiction at Stanford and the author of Dopamine Nation. Here's how she and other professionals define it.
It's important first to acknowledge that addiction is a spectrum disorder, so we diagnose it as mild, moderate, or severe, so not everybody is equally addicted. Broadly speaking, the definition of addiction is the continued compulsive use of a substance or behavior despite harm to self and or others. We use criteria in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders to make the diagnosis of addiction. There's no brain scan or blood test. It's based on phenomenology. And those 11 criteria can broadly be summarized as the four C's: control, compulsions, cravings, and consequences. Control means out-of-control use. I plan to watch YouTube for half an hour, and 3 hours later, I was still on it. Compulsion means a lot of my mental real estate taken up with thinking about using, getting the drug, and hiding use, and also a level of automaticity. So, for example, I planned not to watch YouTube after I went to work, but then found myself mysteriously watching YouTube in a kind of dissociative way. Craving is physical and mental urges for the drug that can become overwhelming, such that we have really a kind of a panic attack and a feeling that if I don't have my drug now, I'm going to die. And then consequences is really the heart of addiction, especially continued use despite consequences. And those consequences can take many forms. They can be obvious consequences like legal consequences, serious health consequences, but they can also be more subtle consequences like the gradual erosion of a meaningful relationship in our lives. It's very hard to see ourselves getting addicted as it happens, which is why we have to rely on other people. It's a bit of a leap of faith. It's very easy to miss it. A soft sign of addiction, if we're looking for it in ourselves, is lying. So when we begin to lie about what we're consuming and how we're spending our time, leading a double life, we might think about whether or not that's a sign that we've become addicted.
One important thing this clip highlights is how difficult it is to recognize and acknowledge any kind of addictive behavior in ourselves in real time, and how important it is to have a partner, friend, or community that can reality check our actions. Lemke also told me that she's seen people addicted to all types of things, ranging from opioids to online chess, and that we live in a world with such ease of digital access that it's easier than ever to find ourselves addicted to things we could never have previously imagined, and harder than ever to see these subtle changes in our lives as a problem. So if you're wondering whether or not you're addicted, or if someone in your life is, remember the four C's: control, compulsions, cravings, and consequences. That's it for the Midweek Reset from Life Examined. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Take care.